Both the humidity and temperature were over 90 on that sultry day in June of 1966 when my journey began. Drenched in sweat, I tumbled out of my trusty Mustang onto the tree-canopied campus. After a hectic three-day drive, I was eager to get out and stretch my legs. My car didn't have air conditioning. Who needs it when you live on the West Coast? It didn't even have a radio to help me while away the tedious hours of the hurried trip from California to Illinois. What a dumb idea, I thought. But at the time, a luxury I could ill afford, living on a high school teacher's salary. Not having bargained on the muggy heat, I opened the door, and it hit me like a blast from a steam room. Even though hot and tired, I was excited to be in this small Midwestern town in the middle of nowhere, to join the throngs of those waiting in line.